Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Limber Tree Services, the Hudson Valley's professional arborists, limbertree.com, Walk Hill View Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons, on Route 299 West in New Paltz, Walk Hill View Farm Market.com, Victoria Gardens Plant Nursery and Garden Center on Route 213 in Rosendale, victoriagardens.biz. Erin Pister is here from Ward's Nursery Garden Center and Wild Bird Shop in Great Barrington. And we're talking about seed starting. We've been a little bit cautious, I'll say that, about it. If you know, if you're into it, go for it. It can be a really rewarding thing. Some people are fabulous seed starters and have exactly the light, the space, and the judgment to kind of pull it off. So we've set out some warning signs, and we don't want to discourage you. I always think that one of the best things to start are sunflowers.
Right.
Because the seeds are so big, and they make plants, and then the plants go into the ground and they make sunflowers. So that for me, sunflowers and morning glories are the two just easiest things to start with.
Yeah. I think, and that's true too. Like we were saying before, just come into the garden center and also speak to somebody. If you really are gung-ho about starting some things, talk to them. You also want to look at, the stuff that's easy and forgiving, and also throw in some harder ones like rosemary or thyme that can be a little bit more finicky, or basil, which is really kind of scary to me. I wouldn't ever start that. But you just kind of want to do a nice mixture of simple, moderate, and hard to start, to get your feet wet.
And see what's going on. And I think this is such a great time of year to get into Ward's. I mean, it's not slammed. You really can talk to somebody about how does this work? How does that work? And you made the point earlier that, yeah, you can get all this stuff online, but what you can't get is the person in the store who can listen to what you want to do and what kind of space you have and really guide you. I love everybody at Ward's. They are the best question answerers on the planet. Now starting seeds in soil. Okay, they like sterile potting mix, right?
Yes, and by sterile, we mean typically soil that doesn't have any compost in it or anything. What's the word I'm looking for? But a well-drained, light soil is what you're aiming for. Typically, soil with compost in it or any fertilizer in it can be problematic. So you want to go with something that is deemed sterile and well-drained.
Yeah. Okay. So you've got your soil in whatever, in your trays or in your cell packs or whatever. Do you want that soil to be damp before you put the seed in?
Yes. So a lot of people often get very excited and just throw the soil in. They put their seeds in and then they water. And all of a sudden you see your soil starting to float along this water and spilling all over. And in turn, you're losing your seeds because they're bubbling up to the top. So you always want to dampen your soil. Usually I tell people to kind of mix it in a mixing bowl prior to putting it in the seed packs. Almost like you're adding moisture to your flower. You just want it to kind of be a little tacky, and that helps kind of dissipate the water that you're going to in turn water with evenly into your cell packs.
So it's sort of like wet plant, wet hole, but
exactly.
It's because Sterile soil. I don't know if it has peat in it or not, but it does seem to be a little water resistant.
Right. Yes, almost like impermeable. Yes. It sometimes it'll have peat, depends on what kind of soil you get. But yeah, it that's why you want to wet it because it's almost it repels it.
And then you need to read the go back to the package, which I love the package. I was late coming to reading, plant tags and seed packages. It's a good thing to know. Is then you some seeds want to be buried more deeply into that soil, and some just pretty much want to be on top. So knowing which is going to set you up for a better experience.
Yeah, just taking it slow, one variety at a time, mapping out how you want to put them in the trays, whether within the cell, if you want to put four plants in there, making those correct spaced holes in each cell. Yeah, there's all these other things once you get down to the nitty-gritty on how to physically plant them into the soil.
So dampen that soil, read the directions. Next direction on the back of the seed pack that is critical because you're probably not going to be able to start all your seeds on the same day, is days from germination or to germination or that'll give you the time. They actually tell you on the back of the pack how long it takes from the time you put the plant in the dirt to the time it can go out into the garden. And so you don't, the one thing that I have always failed at is too soon. I end up with things that I've planted way too soon.
Yeah, way too soon. You get all excited. And then you're starting to get this very large plant, and the weather's still around 30 to 40 degrees, and we're not quite ready to put them out yet. So that's kind of that tender time where you have to really kind of gauge your optimism and just look at the seed packet and map it out on a calendar.
So a calendar, now that we're talking about prep, we're talking about getting our stuff together, not doing it. A calendar would say, this is the day you start this. This is the day you start that. This is the day you start something else. And instead of just really trying to do it all at once.
Yeah. Sit down with your calendar, look at all the seed packets that you've already purchased that you've decided you want to do, and count back. So approximately our frost dates, the end of May, beginning of June. Who knows what it will be this year? But you've gotta play with those and do a little bit of math, and also the whole hardening off period has to be kind of calculated as well. But
So do that now. I mean, that's why we're doing this show now. So it's all about, I mean, gardening is always about planning. What are you going to do? And then how much space do you have actually in your garden? Not just how much space do you have to start seeds, but how much space do you have to actually plant this stuff? I guess that's why I like the bigger seeds, because I know how big sunflowers get, and I know how many morning glory plants I need. And, I guess I would just rather concentrate on those things. And, there are some things too, and morning glories are one of them, that'll do just fine if you plant the seeds right in the ground because they're so late in the season. You just have to be, able to watch out for those little seedlings when they come out of the ground. If you mulch and you mulch over them, no good. But it's, a lot of that stuff, and especially if you're container gardening, just waiting and going right into a container is a great thing.
Yes, and we were poo-pooing seed starting before, but that's also a good point to make is that you can put a lot of things directly in the ground. So your carrots, your radishes, potatoes, but that's a little separate thing. But there's a lot of things you can do right in the ground, and you'll have really good success as long as you can water and there's enough light.
Yeah, and there's and lettuces
Right.
are a great thing to. I just think I've done that. I've like started lettuces and then tried to get them into the ground, and they're practically edible the next week. It's just sort of like, oh, okay, lettuce. That's something I can just save myself a little trouble. Wait, we're going to take a quick break. Erin Pieter is here from Ward's Nursery in Great Barrington. We're talking about seed starting, and we're talking about planning. It's too early to start, but really plan. It's a good time to plan how much space you have inside, how much space you have outside, what's your light, are you going on vacation? Yeah, a lot to think about. We're going to break. Garden Show and Home brought to you by Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, a gardener's destination for over 60 years. They're open year-round. Visit them at storiesnursery.com. The Phantom Gardener, sustainable and organic solutions on Route 9 in Rhinebeck at thephantomgardener.com, and North Elm Home Furniture, Accents, and Mattresses on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, northelmhome.com. We'll be right back.